Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Some familiar themes are arising at the debates among the Democratic presidential candidates. Here's Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the MSNBC Washington Post debate last night in Atlanta, again defending her call for a wealth tax.
Doing a wealth tax is not about punishing anyone. It's about saying you built something great in this country, good for you. But you did it using workers all of us help pay to educate. You did it using your getting your goods to on roads and bridges all of us help pay for. You did it protected by police and firefighters all of us help pay the salaries for.
Senator Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders were not the focus of attacks from other candidates in last night's debate as they have been in the past. This debate, overall, had a less confrontational tone. To talk about with us this morning is Tufts University political science professor, WBUR political analyst Jeff Berry, who's in the studio. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
So how did she do last night, Senator Warren? She had to defend both her health care plan and her wealth tax, as we just heard.
Well, she was not on the defensive, as you just indicated. This was supposed to be the debate where the long knives came out and Warren would be taken to task for her stance on Medicare for All and the wealth tax. There had been a lot of commentary in the press and by other candidates as to how vulnerable she was on these issues. But she hardly received any criticism at all, a little mild jab by Joe Biden. Instead, she did not back off. There was some expectation that she might move a little bit toward the middle. She did not do that last night.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about health care as it came up a good deal last night, health care and proposals for Medicare for All. Here are Senators Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden talking.
People have been talking about health care for all. Well, you know what? I think now is the time. And in the first week of my administration, we will introduce Medicare for All. Medicare for All, that means no deductibles, no co-payments, no out-of-pocket expenses.
Senator,
that's where we got to go.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Vice President Biden.
You know, we can do this without charging people raising $30, $40 trillion. The fact is that right now, the vast majority of Democrats do not support Medicare for All. It couldn't pass the United States Senate.
Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders there. Jeff Berry, do you think that health care will be the deciding issue for many Democratic voters?
It is a deciding issue for many Democratic voters, but Democrats are split. I think this issue is a stone-cold loser for the Democrats. It makes people nervous about their health care. They're worried about, do I get to keep my doctor? Am I going to have to pay more taxes? Warren is confident and Sanders is confident they can explain that. I'm not so confident that that's the case. I think this issue is a gift to Donald Trump.
Arguably, the most memorable moment of the debate last night came when California Senator Kamala Harris responded this way to criticisms of the Democratic Party, criticisms raised by Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
It's unfortunate that we have someone on the stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full time on Fox News criticizing President Obama.
That's
who
ridiculous.
Has spent full time.
That's
who
ridiculous.
Has spent full time criticizing people on this stage as affiliated with the Democratic Party. When Donald Trump was elected, not even sworn in, buddied up to Steve Bannon to get a meeting with Donald Trump in the Trump Tower.
What'd you make of that, Jeff Berry?
Well, Tulsi Gabbard is a soft target. What struck me about Harris last night is that she was given the opportunity to criticize Pete Buttigieg. One of the hosts said, you know, you've criticized Buttigieg on the campaign trail for his lack of experience. Would you like to talk about that right now? And she declined. She said, no, I want to talk more generally. And she essentially gave him a pass. So Harris, I think, was a little bit inconsistent in what she was doing. And I'm not sure she did herself any great favors.
Only 10 candidates qualified for last night's debate. And I mention it because the newest candidate in the Democratic field was not on stage. Former Governor Deval Patrick, who was campaigning elsewhere. Was it a real blow for him to not be there last night?
Yes, Bob, I agree with you. It was a blow to him. He's trying to establish his credibility as a candidate, and now there's a night where all the candidates are on stage, millions of people are watching, and his name wasn't even mentioned. So I think it was devastating. He's having trouble understandably, at this late date, getting his campaign going. He doesn't have a staff yet. And I think this just compounded the challenges for him.
All right. As time goes on and we get closer to the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary.
Yes.
Jeff Berry, professor of political science at Tufts University. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bob.